Welcome to the NewsHour. There is growing pressure today from congressional Democrats for President Biden to step aside as the party's nominee. That's despite his repeated pledges to stay in the race.
Earlier today, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a longtime Biden ally, praised the president but stopped short of endorsing his candidacy.
Does he have your support to be the head of the Democratic ticket?
As long as the president has, it's up to the president to decide if he is going to run. We're all encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short.
He has said firmly this week he is going to run. Do you want him to run?
I want him to do whatever he decides to do.
And George Clooney, the actor and major Democratic fundraiser, wrote an opinion column in the New York Times calling for the president to end his reelection campaign.
Our congressional correspondent Lisa Desjardins and White House correspondent Laura Barrón-López are here to discuss more. So Lisa, walk us through here. What exactly is Pelosi saying here and how much could it matter?
This was a fireball that hit Capitol Hill this morning when this first came out. I will tell you, first of all, from Pelosi world, what they say she was trying to do. They say she wanted to send two messages. One, to the president and his team to not dismiss concerns that are real among Democrats on Capitol Hill. Two, a message for Democrats on Capitol Hill, basically to hold their fire. In that interview, she said, until after NATO is over, basically setting Friday as a potentially a key date. Now, the interpretation is very different because Pelosi is known as a master strategist. Her folks say this interview was planned way in advance because of the NATO summit. But others say she had to know, certainly knows the pressures around the president right now. She clearly was going to choose her words carefully. And this is being interpreted as a kind of deadline setting by Pelosi, an indication that maybe she could sometime call for the president to step aside. So all of that comes amid new calls from other Democrats for the president to step aside, just a handful still. But let's look at the folks on Capitol Hill who have said that either Biden cannot win, as Senator Michael Bennet did, or that he should step aside. And now we have Pat Ryan, a congressman from New York, in a very tough election battle, who has also joined that. Now, at the same time, the Biden administration says it will send three of the top campaign aides, to talk to senators tomorrow in a private meeting. Campaign manager for the Biden campaign will meet, as long as two senior advisors who are well-known on the Hill. But Amna, I have to tell you, one of the senators who wants Biden to step aside told me they actually think that's dismissive because it's not Biden himself.
Laura, I know you've been talking to Democratic donors. What are they saying about this George Clooney op-ed calling for Biden to step down?
Multiple donors and advisors to donors that I spoke to today said that they don't think that the president's position right now is sustainable. And when they looked at George Clooney's op-ed, they said that one line in particular stuck out to them and captured kind of their unease. And that's that George Clooney wrote, "It's devastating to say it, but the Joe Biden I was with 3 weeks ago at a fundraiser was not the Joe big effing deal Biden of 2010. He wasn't even the Joe Biden of 2020. He was the same man we all witnessed at the debate." And that was a recent fundraiser in California that George Clooney co-hosted. And also, Rob Reiner, actor, director, followed that up saying that he agreed with George Clooney and that Joe Biden needed to step aside. Donors acknowledge this, the alternative is complicated, but they really do believe, the most of the ones that I spoke to, that President Biden should step aside. The campaign, of course, thinks that that right now, big donors aren't as important to them. They're trying to put a focus on small dollar donations, saying that they've had some of the best fundraising at the start of July that they've had so far.
Lisa, Clooney also said most Democrats he speaks to privately worry that Biden cannot actually beat Trump. If that's true, if most Democrats are unhappy with Biden as the nominee, why aren't more saying so publicly or forcefully?
It's the eternal question. Two reasons. One, are concerned that perhaps there's not a better option. Others want to give him the chance to get out gracefully. But I think overall, there's really kind of a lack of certainty and also lack of political conviction by many of these members. One thing I do know, on Capitol Hill, there is a, I have to tell you that if they do not move soon, folks in the Biden campaign say that every day is a win for him. It helps him secure the nomination.
Finally, what's the Biden team saying about this, both publicly, you know, we're seeing in messaging, and also privately to Democrats?
The Biden campaign aides that I talked to today said that they're not delusional, that they hear Democrats' concerns, that President Biden has been holding calls, even some that we haven't, don't know about, that haven't been read out yet, across lawmakers, donors, party officials across the board, trying to prove to them that his candidacy is still viable. They say that the voters that they're talking to, that their internal polling shows that things haven't changed since the debate. They pretty much say that the polls that we're seeing publicly are all wrong when you try to press them on that. This is going to be a big week for President Biden the next 2 days. He's going to have a solo press conference on Thursday. And that, all Democrats I've talked to say they are going to be watching that solo press conference at the end of NATO tomorrow very closely. Could set up a big moment for the president on Friday where we could very well see if he performs poorly at that press conference, we could see more come out on Friday on this saying that he should step aside.
Laura Barrón-López, Lisa Desjardins, thank you to you both.
Thank you.